Jesus in the everyday, me and you. Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hi, this is Pastor Joyce Crankfield, host of the Road to Sharon broadcast, asking you to join me every Saturday at 8:15 a.m. on WCNO. That's Road to Sharon with Pastor Joyce Crankfield, Saturday at 8:15 a.m.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now. $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
To register, you can reach us at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now. And no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We're dealing with two leaders. Everybody say two leaders. There were two people kind of running the government of Jerusalem at this time. One of the leaders' names was Joshua. It's not the Joshua from the book of Joshua in the Old Testament that led the children of Israel across the Jordan River into the Promised Land. This is the Joshua that came back out of the captivity of Babylon, back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city hundreds of years later after the Joshua that crossed over Jordan. Is everybody okay? Just want you to stay with me, okay? Joshua was the religious leader of that day when the slaves, when the Israeli slaves, the Jewish slaves came back from Babylon and were allowed to return back to their homeland. And in the middle of this picture, what we see is there's this one leader, Joshua. He is the spiritual leader. He's kind of like the person that's over all the religious aspects of the community that had come back to Jerusalem. Now, in the story and down throughout the passage, there's another leader. His name is Zerubbabel. Everybody say Zerubbabel. Don't you like the way that rolls off your tongue? Zerubbabel. I'm just waiting today that somebody just puts an announcement in a newspaper. Zerubbabel born today, 9 pounds, 4 ounces, blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't that be cool? I dare somebody name their kid Zerubbabel. I just love it. So now Joshua, he's the spiritual leader of this whole congregation of people. And then you have Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel is kind of like the governor. He's the political leader of all these people. And so you have these two leaders, and they're both returning to Jerusalem to go back and rebuild the city. And you have this breakdown, this broken down people that have come back out of bondage that have these two leaders that are just a mess. They're in bondage. They're coming out of this place of bondage. They've got all these addictive behaviors. They got all these problems. They don't know how to manage their life. They're coming back to a city, to a nation that's been utterly destroyed to re-inhabit it. So things are not looking really good. Come on, amen. I mean, this is good news for all of us here tonight, because the truth is everybody in here is messed up. Come on, you've messed up. How many of you have never messed up in your life? God help us right now for somebody to tell the truth. Come on, amen. Sometimes it becomes very easy for self-righteous people to believe all of our problems are because somebody else did it to us. Or the government messed up. The White House is messed up. The Congress is messed up. If you look at polling data today, it says that only 12% of the people in the United States of America approve of the job that Congress is doing. So that means that 88% of the people in this country think that their life is messed up because of Congress. We got 88% of the people believe that they don't have to take responsibility for their own problem. Hello? Ain't nobody trying to shout me down now. Come on, amen. It's easy for us to say that the mess in our streets is because somebody in Washington didn't get it right, or somebody in the community leader didn't get it right, or it don't add up, or it's easy for us to not even want to take personal responsibility for our mess. How about you got people in your family that every time something goes wrong in their life, it's your fault? You got that one brother or that one sister or that one cousin or that one nephew that's always in trouble, and it's never their fault. Yeah, I think all of us got one of them, don't we? Some of us got two. But it's easy to want to blame our issues on something else or on the government. The government messed it up. But here's what God did. God begins to paint a picture here, and he says it's not just the government that was messed up. The church was messed up too. The church was in a mess. The church didn't get it right. The church became self-absorbed. How many of the pew was in trouble? That's what he's talking about. Because there were things going on in the pew that was keeping God from manifesting in their life the way that he wanted to manifest in their life. How many of you know tonight that God wants to do certain things in your life, and we can get to a point where we've become so inundated with the religious life that we live that we actually disqualify what God wants to do in us? Is everybody okay? Are y'all with me? The big thing was, the big problem that they had was really there was an accuser that stood to continually accuse them night and day, to try to paralyze them in their faith, to try to keep them from the promise, to try to keep them from what God wanted them to do. So they didn't really come to a place where they understood that there was a blessing of God in their life. They couldn't believe in the blessing of God. And in the middle of this picture that's going on, what we see take place is religion. Everybody say religion. Religion has two responses. Watch this. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. Is it okay if we get real? Yeah. It might get uncomfortable. Is it okay if you get uncomfortable? Yeah. How many know when people really do fail, or they really do mess up, that the tendency in religious circles or in the church culture is not to let them forget their mess up? You say, well, I've never messed up before in my life. Well, okay. We'll relegate you to another category if that's what you believe. Come on, amen. But here's what religion does. Religion comes along and finds us at our broken points and says this to us: shame on you. We know what you did. Shame on you. You ought, You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Anybody ever heard anybody say that? You ought to be ashamed. Shame on you. I've heard parents say that to their kids. Shame on you. Don't ever say that to your children. Don't put that on your kids. Come on, amen. Nowhere in this Bible, nowhere in this book, the Old Testament or the New Testament, does God ever, ever, ever put shame on you. God never says shame on you. Amen. In fact, he says this. He says, I'll take your shame off of you. I'll get rid of your shame because I bore your shame. And you are not to be living under shame. I will take it. Matter of fact, in Isaiah 61, he says, I will take your shame and I will give you double for your trouble. Where there was shame, I'll replace it with a double portion of blessing and favor on your life. There ain't no shame in the kingdom. But what you find is in religious circles, religious people like to use shame to manipulate and motivate people in the church. Come on, amen. How many know sin? Everybody say sin. It's an old English word. It means miss the mark. It's an archery term. It means when you pull back the bow and let go of the arrow, if you don't hit the bullseye, some guy in an English voice would be over there going, Hawk, you sinned. In other words, you didn't hit the bullseye. Come on, amen. See, most of us, we shoot arrows and we try to hit the bullseye, but the truth is sin is when I miss the mark. It's when I miss the bullseye. And any place I don't hit the mark, it's a sin. It's a deficiency in me. It's something that's broken in me that needs to be fixed. It's something that needs to be healed in me. It's not something that I should have shame put on me about. It's something that God wants to deal with. Come on, is this all right? And then he says this, iniquity. Everybody say iniquity. That word iniquity means the bent. Bent, B-E-N-T, or the twist that's in all of us. I mean, some of y'all are pretty twisted. Some of you more than others. I'm not complaining. I'm pretty twisted myself sometimes. Come on, amen. It's the bent or the twist that makes us desire to miss the mark. It's that thing in us that doesn't want us to hit the bullseye. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, some of y'all are just like, yeah, it's getting real now. I just don't want to hit the bullseye. I just kind of want to live where I'm at right now because this is where I'm at. I got that twist in me. I got that iniquity. Come on, help me, amen. Listen, it's not an evil spirit. It's iniquity. It's a twist. It's a bend. Amen? Huh? See, there's a lot of us in the room, we have twists or bends in our life because we enjoy what we do. And we're just okay with missing the mark. Not realizing that if we actually hit the mark or the bullseye for our life, that's really where the favor and blessing is. We're just content to live with the twist. Come on, amen? Now, you ain't heard me. You've been forgiven of your sin. How many know you've been forgiven of your sin, but you never got cleansed from your iniquity? Because the bent is still there, amen? So while you got over what you did, you got up tomorrow with that same twist or that same bend that's in you in your life saying, well, I'm still twisted that way. I still have a desire for that. I'm still driven to that thing. That thing still controls my life. I love God. I've been forgiven, but this thing is still controlling me. That's iniquity. Is everybody okay? So how many of you know he not only forgives my sins and he not only cleanses my iniquities, but watch this. If sin is missing the mark and iniquity is that twist that makes me want to hit the that makes me not want to hit the mark, then how many of you know shame is the residue that I carry in my life from where I went wrong? So because I've been forgiven of sin, but I've got this bend in my life or this twist in my life with this iniquity where I don't want to hit the mark on some things, I'm just going to do it my way, then I wake up the next morning with shame and the residue of leftover from having the iniquity operate in my life. So then what happens is we got a lot of people that love Jesus who are forgiven of their sin and on their way to heaven with shame. And they pack it down. They back it away and they're fine until somebody in the church brings it up. Shame on you!
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
So what happens is all my life, even as a believer, I live with this residue. Controls my life. Come on, huh? And religion, in particular, wants to keep shame on me. Not Jesus, but religion. Wants me to be in shame. We talk about people that's been through a divorce. We talk about people that's been through financial difficulties. We talk about people that's had moral failures, and we continue to want to keep that residue around their life. We don't even know we're doing it. We're just doing it because we never got in the trouble they got in, so we think more highly of ourselves than we ought, and we do it subconsciously. And we don't even know it's religious in nature when we do it. But you know, it really upsets your Father in heaven when you do it. Your daddy don't like that. He don't like you putting shame on nobody. Especially when he took it off of them. Especially when he got them free, get them in a place where they could be free from it, and you want to keep putting it back on them. Is this okay? But we do that. Religious people want to keep that residue continually around them, so we keep them harnessed, so we want to make sure they don't mess up again. Because we're religious. Come on. Ooh, it's getting really quiet in here. Quiet. You know why we do that? Because we believe somehow if I can constantly remind you of how you kept messing up, then finally you'll get it right and I can count on you. And we know this is true. We know this by our own history. We know it's all throughout our culture. We had a president of the United States who messed up. Y'all ain't even trying. Come on. He messed up. He got on national television. He said, I messed up. Her name was Monica. I did it. We don't know what it is. We never defined what it was. But we know he did what he never defined what he did. He did it. Come on. If you're old enough, you know what I'm talking about. And then after he got on national TV, before he went on national TV and said he messed up, he met with a group of pastors and he confessed his sin. He asked all the pastors in the room to forgive him. Then he went on national TV and he admitted that he messed up in front of the whole nation, and he asked everybody in the nation to forgive him. Come on, amen. And watch this. The drug addict forgave him. The people that didn't know Jesus forgave him. The church pulled back and put their arms around there like this and said, I don't believe that for a minute. Why don't you believe it? I just don't think he's really sorry. Come on. It is the truth. We all saw how. He didn't look sorry. Some of y'all married in here tonight, and you know, you got in an argument with your husband or your wife, and you went to your husband or your wife, and you repented, and they said, I'm not ready to forgive you yet. Why? Because you just don't look sorry. Well, what is that supposed to look like? That's, you know why we do that? It's because we love to take people and operate from the side of darkness that's in the world and keep people under shame and make sure that we know what they did, even though we really don't know all the facts. But we know what you did. So we can walk up and hug you. I love you. Just love you, brother. And then you kind of walk off, poor old soul. They must really be struggling. Having to walk through. And never let them forget it, because you sure won't. Is this too real for us tonight? Are we okay? And the truth is that some religious people do that because in the future they want to leverage it for their own benefit. I know you messed up and I know you missed the mark, and I'm going to use it for my own benefit when the time comes if you get out of line. Does that really sound like the church that Jesus gave his life for? Come on, amen. I'm just going to pull out my trump card. Every time you get out of line, because you know you got that thing in your mind, I'm not going to come. Listen, God's not playing cards with your life. He's forgiven you. He's cleansed you. And in him, there's no shame or condemnation. Romans 8:11, there's therefore no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit has set me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. No condemnation. That means you can be, the person that has done everything wrong can be just as free as the person that's only done a few things wrong. That's how powerful his blood is. That's how powerful the redemption is in the work of God. Amen? Now in this story, God's getting ready to reestablish or rebuild a city called Jerusalem. And it's a picture of how God wants to rebuild our life and reestablish us when we've gone through a mess. We've all admitted tonight we've been through a mess one way or another in our own form. Now, I'm the chief of sinners. I'm like the Apostle Paul. I've been through a lot of messes. There's not many things I haven't messed up. So when you look at your pastor tonight, you're looking at somebody that really understands the value of redemption. If you don't know how bad I messed up, just Google my name. You can read all about it later. Okay? But I believe in the redemptive work of the cross. That's why I'm standing here tonight, because I understand this thing to be true in my own life. So I'm not sitting in judgment or trying to put shame on anybody. But here's the truth. Nobody can do that. There's only one judge. And Jesus took it all on him. So when you messed up, God looked at Jesus and said, I don't see that. And ain't no condemnation coming for me. This is good news for us, isn't it?
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the 10th Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.